Now, I'm going to be honest with you. As a Vikings fan, I've been all over Christian Ponder on Twitter because I just hear about all the stuff he's doing, traveling around, all the social events he's doing, and different engagements he's doing. And I've asked him several times about what are you doing with the team? How's your social calendar include Adrian Peterson and Shanko? Is it? Because I think it's important. Even though Derek Brooks says that you're not getting a lot out of these team-organized workouts, but it's better than nothing. That's right. Especially for rookie, it is better than nothing. I don't know how he got the playbook. I think the Vikings are going to suffer the most of any team, maybe in the NFC, because they have a brand-new offensive coordinator. They got a rookie quarterback. If they're lucky, they're going to acquire a high-priced veteran quarterback who has just as much experience with the offensive coordinator as Christian Ponder does. You don't know about Sidney Rice. You don't know what's going to happen with the offensive line. Once again, I'm just talking about offense here because I think the defenses are going to be just fine. I think defenses will be okay, at least for a while, because the offenses are not going to have their stuff together for a long time, and it's going to seem really easy for the defenses. I just want to know how the Vikings are going to be able to handle this whole situation. How does Christian Ponder even get a playbook? Is it because he's not officially an employee of the Vikings because he's an unsigned draft pick? Is that the reason he can get a playbook? Is it a violation of the lockout for him to share that playbook with veterans? I think that's a valid question. I have no problem with it. I just don't want anybody to get in trouble. I think Donovan McNabb would be the best guy to come in. And the problem, even with a guy like McNabb, he's not going to have any comfort zone at all. Just because you have an all-pro running back like Adrian Peterson doesn't mean you're going to have any comfort zone. Doesn't mean you're going to have the timing down with the receivers. Brett Favre took a while to have timing with the receivers, and Brett Favre had the advantage of coming in the middle of training camp, but he knew the offensive coordinator. They went way back. So he pretty much knew the system as it was. Nobody knows what kind of offense his team's really going to run. Otherwise, you're just doing quick timing passes or fly patterns, posts, skinny posts, basic patterns, the milquetoast Madden playbook game calling, which you normally see at the end of the preseason. And it's terrible. The NFC North is going to be wide open. 10-6 will probably win the division. I'm just trying to figure out where the Vikings fit into all this because they're really going to need the athleticism of Adrian Peterson to make up for the fact the passing game is going to be a glorified mess. When you have Percy Harvin, Shanko, and this kid Rudolph, the rookie tight end, as maybe your three best receivers on the whole team, you're really a running offense at that point. Why would you even spend a lot of money on Donovan McNabb? Why would you spend a lot of money on a Kyle Orton? I don't understand it. You could have Joe Weber on the Wildcat offense. Wouldn't that be a more cost-effective alternative? The Vikings are $5 million over the salary cap as it is. You got to make sure that the defense isn't cut too far to the bone. You got to make sure that the offensive line is able to protect whoever the quarterback is. They have to block for Peterson. Because I don't care how good of a running back you are, you still need the blocking. Actually, the blocking makes any kind of running back. Look at LeGarrette Blount for the Bucs last year. You block. Look at the Packers. They were on the fifth-string wide receiver. They had everybody get hurt. And they had enough good offensive linemen clearing those holes. You just run through the holes. You can't cut too close to the bone. You can't go nuts on a quarterback if the salary cap isn't going to allow you to do that. If they say that the first year of this new CBA is going to have no salary cap, then of course all bets are off. Ziggy's going to spend like a maniac. He did last year. He did whatever he had to do last year to try to salvage that season. That season was an absolute abortion. The whole Brett Favre thing, the sequel, it was the Caddyshack 2 of quarterback seasons. What Brett Favre was last year was terrible. He brought in Randy Moss, let him go after 4 weeks. They were just winging it last year. But Ziggy opened the checkbook. He's paid whatever he had to pay to get Favre to come back. He was going to do whatever he had to do. He's going to do it again. If there's no salary cap the first year, he will do what he has to do again. I'm convinced of that. But I have to prepare for the fact that there is going to be a salary cap at some point, and you can't wear this team too thin in crucial positions. It'd be nice if Sidney Rice came back, but what are you going to do? If he leaves, he leaves. Seems like the Bears have $30 million in cap room. He's clearly holding out for the best offer he can get in free agency. The Vikings are going to have to blow him away with an offer for him to stay in Minnesota. And I don't see that happening. Especially considering he's only really had one productive season, and that was 2009, when Brett Favre, as Brett Favre is prone to do, takes a young receiver under his wing and turns him into an all-pro, like he did with Greg Jennings and Donald Driver in Green Bay. Is Sidney Rice worth the money? I don't know. The Vikings don't know. Sidney Rice doesn't even know. You just have to be prepared for all this.